We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
It's the most important game that we've got right now because we're not trying to make this any bigger or any smaller than the game that we had last week. So that's our mindset. Obviously, we know how good of a team they are, how good of a quarterback they got again. So it's all matchup and game plan predicated, and we got to go out there and execute everything that we've been told to execute throughout the week and continue to have a solid week of practice and prepare how we're supposed to prepare for a really good team coming in here.
The mindset is focused on the task at hand. We're putting in the work, trying to block out any and all the typical noise that surrounds week to week in the NFL, and focus on a good Chiefs challenge that we have coming in here.
With the loss last weekend, you know, that was the 24-hour window has came in effect, so we put that behind us, and now, you know, our focus is directly on the Kansas City Chiefs and understanding it's a one-day-at-a-time approach, understanding that, you know, right now we just finished our practice, and right now we got to win our meetings and go in our meetings and correct what we need to correct. You know, just take that day-to-day approach. You know, Monday will get here fast enough, but you can't win Monday without approaching today, tomorrow, you know, all with a great approach.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550, brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, Jordan Poyer, as we get closer and closer to kickoff. Under 9 hours to go, it is Bills game day on WGR, powered by Energy Mark, official energy supplier of the Buffalo Bills. We're taking your calls. We're breaking down the Bills-Chiefs matchup, 803-0550, 888-552-550. Were you out admiring fall foliage? Is that what
me?
You were doing?
I'm here. I'm in studio.
I know. Did you have to use your GPS, or did you remember how to get here?
Listen, I've been facing some adversity today. So
you are.
This is, yeah.
You're battling through it.
Did it sound all right in here? Sound weird?
Nope, sounds fine.
Oh, okay, all right, good.
You sound better, actually.
Oh, well, let me tell you. I was attempting to, by the way, everyone's tailgate plans are thrown off. Everyone's kind of just adjusting, right? Like, if this were a game on a Thursday, we would have been there. If we were all there tailgating today, it's miserable outside. It's 40 and rainy.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Even fall has a bad day from time to time.
Yeah, so
yeah. This is like the Bills-Titans game day
this
of
is
fall.
The fall clunker?
Yeah. No, I plan on smoking a brisket tonight for the game. You know, equipment at home kind of creeps out. In here, they're fixing it. So, you know, handling adversity, working timelines, getting ready for game day.
We're going to get some calls in a moment. Can you bring in some brisket tomorrow?
You know what? There should be enough. I mean, it's going to be a lot.
We had brisket last night.
No. You're going to go like 2 days, 2 out of 3 days eating brisket?
Well, there are some leftovers, so we will be having leftover brisket tonight, but I'm good with brisket again. I don't know that I love brisket, so I'd be good with having brisket again.
Yeah. I figured Kansas City, you know, like barbecue kind of idea. It's the plan.
And they are famous for that.
Yeah. I mean, for people that do get to watch the games, maybe outside, patio, projector, TV outside, whatever you might. Like, tonight might be a little tough.
Yeah.
It's going to be wet.
Yeah, and the question is, I guess, how windy? You know, you're going to have to check your Beaufort scale and let me know what's in play here for the winds. I saw like 10 miles an hour, so that's not that windy, but maybe there's some gusts or maybe there's a different forecast.
Yeah, no, it looks, I think the wind looks okay later. And, you know, all the fancy numbers and the people that do that where they chart what affects the game, it is wind that affects it more than rain and more than snow. So if it's not that windy, you know,
fine.
Throw the ball.
Throw the ball, right. And they're both going to be throwing the ball. 803-0550 to join us for your Bills Chiefs thoughts. Let's go to Dina in Williamsville. You're on WGR. Welcome to game day.
Oh, happy Bills Monday. I'm actually calling you from the Eastern Shore where I used to live. So I'm totally excited to watch this game. And I totally believe in our Bills and Josh Allen in his arm and his enthusiasm and his always wanting to make a good play. Listen, the defense knows how they've been playing. They're going to come out tonight with the vengeance. And those fans, you need to relax. Don't get your panties in a wad. Really good Bills team. And last week, you know, Eric Wood, I actually listened to him talk on one of his interviews with y'all. Not you guys, but and he talked about the mental game. And I believe last week he had a lot of mental components to it as far as them not knowing who they were going to play, where they were going to play, how to prepare for who they were going to play, and the COVID hotspot. I was one of the people that thought that game should have never been played, and shame on the commissioner. I call BS that the Titans did not get fined for what they did and breaking the rules. So today's a new day, and we're going to win. We were bound to lose, so we lost, okay? We're going to go out. We're going to win. We're going to make Monday Night Football proud. Thank you for taking my call, and go Bills.
All right, Dina, thanks. No, appreciate the call. I think it'll be a good game. I do. I don't think it'll be – I think it'll be a high-scoring game. I'm going with the shootout storyline. I don't think the Bills are going to get blown out. I don't know how the defense is going to play because they are playing an extremely talented offense. They have their work cut out for them. It would help if Trey White plays. It would help if Matt Milano plays. If one or both of those guys are out, that makes what's a tough task anyway even tougher for this defense with some of the other issues they're dealing with. But you know what? They got beat by Tennessee.
It was a good team.
Yeah, I'm not building in any, you know, they didn't know who they were playing, when they were playing, whatever. They got beat. They had extra time to prepare. They had extra days off for players to gain some rest and heal up, and they got beat.
So, yeah, I mean, if you give up four drive starts inside your own 20 today, you're going to lose, right? And, you know, we talk about this a lot. The turnover battle, who wins the turnover battle today? Tonight might be the perfect example of a game to – I had Paul send a text to me and said, whoever wins the turnover battle will win the game. But included, punts are turnovers. Like, when you have two offenses that are this good, let's say the Bills on their first three drives get three field goals. What are we going to say? Not going to beat this team with field goals, right? That's what other teams have said about the Bills. The Raiders said that about the Bills earlier this year. Well, we can't beat that team with field goals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about – your points, your successful drives, you know, points per drive, whatever. I'm not afraid of turnovers. Why'd they lose the Titans game? Yeah, it was because of some turnovers, but they're not all created equal. Four drive starts inside their own 30. You know, that's almost, you could say it was the mental aspect of it. It was also just the way that game got away from them. The first pass that they threw was picked off and returned to what, the 7? Like, or whatever yard line it would have, the 12?
12. Yeah.
First pass out of Josh Allen's hand, deflected and at their own 7-yard line. It's just, let's just hope that doesn't happen today. You know, I'm not too worried about it. I think Allen's been great at taking care of the football. Would like to see him use his legs a little bit tonight because that is one of the dynamic things that he can do. But yeah, I mean, like, the Bills are, I almost don't want to say this sentence, like, the Bills are on the level with the Chiefs, but. Yeah. But you know what? They kind of aren't until they beat them.
Yeah.
Even though we know that they're right there. I feel like the Chiefs come in looking at the Bills as, for all intents and purposes, as equals. As you know, this is a dangerous team.
Yeah, I'm not. I think you don't worry about to an extent. You don't worry about turnovers. You worry about points. You got to score points. You got to be aggressive. And I wondered whether it's Sean McDermott or Brian Daboll. I would hope Brian Daboll calls the same game plan he's called that's worked 4 out of 5 times. I don't want him to change anything. I don't want him to say, okay, we're switching it. We're going to run the ball 35 times tonight because, you know, they're just so explosive on offense. We're going to have to bleed the clock. I would like Brian Daboll to call the game he would based on I'm trying to score points, whether it's the Jets, the Raiders, the Titans, whoever they've put, Rams. I want to score touchdowns. I want to get the ball downfield. I would like them to call the same game plan. I wonder how does Sean McDermott coach the game if he coaches the game any differently with punt decisions, plus territory, 4th and 1s, 4th and 2s, because you know, look, when Vegas has taken field goals in that game against the Bills, I am very happy going, go ahead. All right, Gruden, kick it. You go kick field goals because you know what? The Bills' offense is going to beat your defense. You take the field goal and don't go for it, I'm very happy. I'll give you 3 points. Great, great. Sean McDermott, how does he coach the game tonight? You know, he is dealing with a defense that is struggling. He is playing an offense that can put up a ton of points. And I wonder, you know, how aggressive does he get in terms of his game management decisions, knowing I need seven. I can't have three. I've got to have seven. Or I've got to go for it here. I can't worry as much about I'm at midfield. Well, I could punt and play field position and try and pin Mahomes down inside the five. Or it's fourth and two or fourth and three. I need to keep the ball and score more points. I'm going for it here. And I don't have an answer for you, but I think it's one of the many storylines tonight. I think you have to coach more aggressively when you play Kansas City.
The good news is the Bills tend to be a little bit on that side,
yes,
right?
Yes,
and
they have been. Yeah.
Maybe the Bills not playing Sunday at 1 o'clock has allowed you to watch, I mean, I fall in this, other teams and how aggressive or conservative they are. The Giants punted on 4th and 2 at the Washington 38.
Wow.
Like, there are teams out there that are seemingly in the dark ages on a lot of this
and they
stuff.
Then they're winless. Like, they're punting at the third. Just go for it.
They did win.
I know they did, but still. No.
Yeah, results, right?
Jeez.
No, but, right. I for the most part, I think the Bills are pretty good with when to go for it and when not to. And they've been aggressive. And, you know, they call, I want to say their success rate on fourth one is pretty good. They've got Josh Allen, right? He's a big cheat code there as well. So, you know, I don't think they'll be too conservative. I think they'll be wanting to make a statement. And, you know, that's kind of what this is. The idea, if they can beat the Chiefs tonight, if you were to just poll 100 football fans and say, who's on the first tier of AFC teams? They would say Chiefs, Ravens, and then this year they would have Steelers and Titans.
Yeah.
And I just don't think the Bills would be put there
yet.
Some would, some wouldn't, mm-hmm. right? Some would say the Bills are just below. The Ravens went 14-2 last year. They were the one seed. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl. The Steelers right now with Roethlisberger back are a much different team than they were last year. Their defense is great. So,
can I ask you a question, though? If you look at Tennessee, Kansas City, no question. Okay,
yep,
Baltimore,
yep.
Fine, no question. What is Tennessee's best win?
The Bills.
All right, so if their best win is the Bills, then you've got to give the Bills credit for being one of those. Like, if
am I allowed to
agree with you.
Yeah, but am I allowed to include last year? Because then it's Baltimore and New England in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If we're on
the road in the playoffs.
Right.
If we're including
last year, I mean, the Chiefs as Super Bowl champs.
Not including last year.
Well, in that case, you wouldn't include the Chiefs. I mean, what's their best win?
Let's see. What's
New England with Brian
New
Hoyer?
England had a backup quarterback. Yeah. No, their best win. That's good. Chargers, they had to get into overtime.
Houston.
They lost to Vegas. Houston in week one, I guess, would be their best win.
Houston's 1-5.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
So it's not to say the Bills are definitely not there. It's just if you're polling 100 people, Family Feud style, the way to get them in that conversation is to make this win. Like, this win mm-hmm. would be, first off, it's, you know, it's a standalone game. It's a spotlight game or an island game, however they say it. And to get that win over Kansas City with everybody watching, even if it's not at 9 o'clock at night, you know, West Coasters, I guess, will take a lunch break and watch this thing late.
Well,
lunch.
It would also look, you want to come back strong off of a loss, which would be nice. You know, you wouldn't have back-to-back losses. You'd bounce right back off the Tennessee game, have no carryover, any of the other stuff you might be worried about. You'd beat the presumed favorite in the AFC, so you wouldn't have to worry about who did they beat to this point. Let's see, what else? If you get this win, you're 5-1. You want to try and keep pace with everybody in the AFC because the Steelers and the Titans are 5-0. The Ravens are 5-1. The winner of this game will be 5-1. And you got some 4-2 teams on your tail in Cleveland and Indianapolis. So you'd like to keep pace. And bigger picture, since the Jets are coming up next, you're looking at 6-1 with New England coming in here. Two games behind you in the loss column already, pending their game against San Francisco. So there are a lot of things on the line tonight for tonight.
This is where, you know, saying this for Bills fans and for the Bills is kind of, I don't know, nuts. But when you're as likely as they are to make the postseason, which if they stay healthy and they are who they are so far, right, they're going to make it. Once you're a postseason team regularly, the regular season is preseason on some level. Like, think mm-hmm. about New England the last couple of years. Has any game mattered in September or October? Not really.
The division's usually over by Halloween.
And they get blown out in Kansas City and think like, yeah, whatever, it'll be fine. Like, you're going to work it out. When talking to or listening to Steve Tasker or Thurman Thomas like this last couple weeks or so about the 90s Bills, mm-hmm. they would have games where they lost by double digits. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're kind of watching and like, okay. Well, I mean, we'll see what happens when we get to the playoffs because that's what actually matters. And it just feels like the Bills are right on the edge of becoming a team that we will start to look at like that. Losing to Kansas City, close game. All right, well, you know, Milano didn't play if he doesn't play, or whoever. And you would just say, let's see what happens next time.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's about, the playoffs.
And don't you feel that
they're not at that level yet.
Right. And don't you feel that a little bit about Tennessee? Yes, they got walloped, but you'd say, I want to see that again. I want to see one more crack at that.
Again?
What would go differently? Mm-hmm. You don't get a turnover off the hands of Andre Roberts on the third play of the game. You're not down 7-0 before you can even blink. Yeah. Although they did get it to 7-7. So whatever. It's fun. It's what you do for a huge game, right? You want to figure out what you're going to get out of it.
It is Bills game day Monday, 803-0550 to join us, and you can talk Bills Chiefs with us. Craig in Rochester, you're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. It's too bad that we can't be there. This is a game I had circled the moment the schedule is that. But regardless, it's really cool. Like, the Bills actually have a guy. Like, people are like, it's Josh Allen versus Mahomes. It's like, wow, this is weird but really fun. So my prediction for tonight, Buffalo wins 32-28. They get a two-point conversion late to make it a little bit more interesting to force the issue. And one quick stat, they're wearing their blueberry jerseys tonight, where it's all
blue and blue.
Two of their biggest wins ever, Packers in 2014, blueberry, and last year against Dallas, both were national attention games. So we'll go 3 for 3. Don't look at the games we lost in the blueberry.
Okay. I was going to say, I just learned we call them the blueberries.
When are they? They are the blueberries?
I'm into it.
It's called the... All right.
Works for me.
I like the all red, and I like the all blue. I'm good with either one. I would say red is a slight edge over all blue. Blue on blue. That'll look good on TV tonight.
And the Chiefs wearing all white?
All white then. White tops, white pants. Okay.
All right.
Very good. It is Bills game day. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. We're getting you ready for the 5 o'clock kickoff. Of course, the game's here on WGR. If you're looking for it on television, it is a Fox game today. 5 o'clock kickoff between the Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. John Murphy and Steve Tasker will call the play-by-play from the Northwest Bank broadcast booth. Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. Today's broadcast will also be presented by Univera Healthcare. Compare because you care at univeraforbusiness.com. Sean tweeted in, concerned about the Bills' run D. Edwards-Helaire could carve the D up, but the Bills' offense has to stay on the field and control the clock and number of possessions. Okay, famous last words. I'm not worried about the run D.
Wouldn't you sign up for handed to Clyde Edwards-Helaire a bunch?
Yeah, and they're not going to do that, and I'm not worried about the run D. The run D held Derrick Henry to 57 yards. Houston gave him
212. Held Josh Jacobs in check. It might have been one of the problems that Oakland had was they ran it a little too much.
Vegas.
Did
not
it
worried
again.
About the run D. Really, not. I like Edwards-Helaire. He's a hell of a back. Love him. Not worried about the run D. The run D was not a problem in Tennessee. It's Tyreek Hill. It's Travis Kelce. And make sure those guys don't have massive nights tonight. And I'd be more worried about Patrick Mahomes having some big runs than Clyde Edwards-Helaire getting 20 carries and 150 yards. I'm just not worried about that. We will talk about this more when we get back on tap next on Bills Game Day. Ross Tucker, former Bill, currently radio.com NFL insider. He is going to be working the game tonight for network radio. So he'll give us his breakdown of the Bills Chiefs, and that is on tap. Next on tap is brought to you by Southern Tier Brewing Company, brewed and loved in the 716.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Patrick is a great quarterback, and so I say that. Well, I'm going to say that, you know, you always have to blend what you do and what the opponent does best. So I think it's a healthy, you try and find that healthy blend every week. They've got so much stuff that Andy creates, all the gadgets and all those creative things with guys behind the line. You know, you can't stop it all. I can tell you we've worked on a lot of it to this point as of this morning, but they're an elite offense, and they're going to make some plays, and we have to be ready for that.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott, some of his comments last week as his team was prepping.
Pressure on him tonight to get a defensive game plan for this high-powered offense?
Yeah, pressure on him.
I mean, not like you're going to get fired. Like
pressure
you know.
On him to find an answer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's a defensive-minded coach, and his defense, this is the worst it's played in 3 years. So, yeah, I think there's pressure on him to figure out what's wrong with the defense.
Yeah.
Quote, what's wrong, you know, compared to where they've been the last 2 years. Let's get you headlines. We'll get to Ross Tucker in a moment, too. 4-1 Bills, 4-1 Chiefs, 5 o'clock at the stadium, of course, here on WGR. And we're basically doing like a pregame show the entire day. And the game will be on Fox if you're looking for it on TV tonight. Key injury questions. Three players listed as questionable. We'll see. Inactives are out at 3:30. John Brown, Matt Milano, and Trey White. Patriots lost to Denver. They're 2-3. Steelers are 5-0 after thumping Cleveland. Tennessee's 5-0. Beat Houston in overtime. Baltimore's 5-1 after they downed Philadelphia. The Jets are 0-6, the only winless team left in the National Football League. Brady and the Bucs beat Rodgers and the Packers 38-10. The Dodgers move on to the World Series, and they'll take on the Rays. Those are your headlines. Make sure you stay tuned following tonight's game here on WGR for the Coach's Show with head coach Sean McDermott. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. We're going to the Western Hotline. Former Buffalo Bill turned radio.com sports NFL insider Ross Tucker is joining us. And insider calls brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Ross, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, guys. I am fantastic. You actually don't know how fantastic I am because as soon as we're done talking, I wanted to make sure I had good audio for you guys. I'm hopping in my car like I've done many, many times before and driving the 5 hours from Pennsylvania up to Buffalo. I'm calling the game nationally for Westwood One. So obviously not for you guys there, GR, it'll be Murph and Tasker, but people in Kansas and California and wherever will be able to hear me calling the game. So really looking forward to it, looking forward to getting back up there. And honestly, you know, I was so mad at the Titans because when the Titans pushed everything back and the NFL said it would be a Sunday game, I don't think Westwood One was going to do it. But then when they pushed it back to a Monday, the game was back on. So when it was Thursday, I was driving up to do it. Sunday, I was off. Monday, I was back on. So roller coaster of emotions for me just to be able to drive up to my old stomping grounds and call a game that I'm very, very fired up about between the Chiefs and the Bills.
Why are you very, very fired up about this game?
Well, so first of all, obviously I was hoping they would both be undefeated. That didn't happen. We all saw what happened Sunday to the Chiefs and Tuesday night to the Bills. But I still think they are two of the, I don't know, five teams in the AFC that I think has a legitimate chance to go to the Super Bowl. You know, certainly those two, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Tennessee, I think are the teams right now that have shown me enough. Now, do I think the Bills are going to do that this year? Probably not. It seems like there's usually a progression, right? I think this seems like a year where the Bills win the division, maybe win a playoff game or two. I'm not sure that, you know, they'd be ready to win an AFC championship game, but I certainly think that the Bills are ready to take the next step and win the division, win the playoff game, like I said. And Kansas City's really interesting to me because they've shown some real vulnerabilities three of their five games this year. You know, Everybody in Kansas City's mad at me because I said they're not going to repeat. I said they're not going to be a dynasty. And I said that because it's just really, really hard to do that. I mean, there's a reason why nobody's done it other than the Patriots since, what, the Cowboys in the early 90s? I mean, it's really, really hard to do. They are witnessing that right now. They just lost Kelechi Osemele, their left guard for the year. But they should have lost the Chargers game. They didn't play great against the Patriots. If Brian Hoyer didn't have those terrible games, they might have lost that one. And then they did lose to the Raiders. So despite the fact that they've got Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, they're not like some unbeatable, they're clearly going to win the whole thing team at all.
No, I think we were just talking about that a little bit earlier. And I think – and the other part of that, Ross, is of all these times you've come back to Buffalo and you've watched the Bills – there's a real offense here now. I mean, we know Kansas City can score. Guess what? The Bills can too. Like, they have a real passing attack, and they have an explosive offense, and they didn't have a good night in Tennessee. But this offense, it's, you know, it is different than most offenses we've seen around here the last 15, 20 years. They can put up points.
No, and you know what's weird is it seems like the Bills, I mean, this is the best offense the Bills have had in a long, long time. They actually have... I believe they have a beautiful roster. I've said this all offseason. I think Brandon Bean's done an unbelievable job. I mean, when you have guys like, and this is just me as, you know, being the former, you know, swing guy or whatever, but when you have guys like Quentin Spain and Ty Inseki as backups, that's legit. You know, when I look at teams that have a chance to actually go to the Super Bowl, I believe it or not, a lot of times I'll look at their backups because you know at some point, one or two of these starters are going down at different positions. Are your backups good enough to get you there? And I would say at a lot of spots for the Bills, they really are. What's a little frustrating for me, you guys know I have an affinity for Buffalo. It's my favorite team of the five teams I played for. What's a little frustrating is right when their offense is playing at this high of a level, the defense is kind of taking a step back. And I'm wondering how much of that certainly Tuesday night was Tre'Davious White, Matt Milano not playing, and we'll see what happens tonight. But I'm also wondering what the other issues could be, because they've been so good on that side of the ball that it seems like it's a shame that when the offense is now what it is with Josh Allen playing this well, that the defense, unfortunately, is taking a little bit of a step back.
It's weird. It's the identity of the teams change, you know, Ross. But the good news is it might be just a middle-of-the-pack defense, but with the offense they have, they can still win a ton of football games. They've gone from a defense that was top five, and don't worry about it, if you only score 17 points, we're still going to win the football game, to a defense that, you know, maybe isn't going to be that, but, you know, they're going to give up maybe low 20s, mid-20s, but the offense can get to 30.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's be honest, too. There are no teams out there that have an unbelievable offense and a great defense, right? There is no dominant team. I think, you know, I do the Ross Tucker podcast every day. I think I had on Tuesdays, they do power rankings. I think I had the Packers number one on my power rankings. Well, they're clearly not some juggernaut team, right? I think the Pittsburgh Steelers have shown a lot on both sides of the ball, but I watch the Eagles. I do the Eagles pregame and whatever, preseason TV. I saw the Eagles with their backup score 29 points on the Steelers. So the 2 points I would make there is, number one, I'm not sure there really are very many, if any, dominant defenses. Chicago's got a really good one. But then also, to your point, Howard, like, okay, so the Bills' offense is really good. They're not, like, there's not going to be a team out there that's averaging over 30 points a game and only giving up 12, right? Like, if that was the case, then I'd be talking about, hey, so the Super Bowl parade should start in downtown Buffalo. It should end up, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's hard. I think the point is it's hard when your offense is scoring that many points for your defense to kind of be locked down, because on some level – you play to what the score of the game is, right? So when they've had some of these big leads, like the Rams game, at some point the defensive coordinator and the head coach, who's defensive-minded, they call the game a little bit differently, maybe not as aggressively, because they know, okay, we're up by 20 on the Rams or whatever it is. The only way we really lose this game is if we give up a couple of deep throws. Okay, so they play a little bit more passive, a little bit softer. And then next thing you know, Jared Goff's, you know, completing all these crossing routes and underneath stuff. The next thing you know, the Rams score 21 points. It's like, wait a minute, what happened with the defense? Well, part of what happened to the defense maybe is that the Bills called the game differently because they had such a big lead.
Yeah. Yeah, and we were talking earlier, Ross, about tonight, like Sean McDermott and Brian Daboll. Dable's the play caller, but of course McDermott's the head coach. Like, when you play Kansas City, I wonder what is the head coach thinking about in terms of game management? Like, how aggressive are you playing? I'm going for it on fourth down. I'm going for it in plus territory. I need to hold on to the ball because I've got to get touchdowns to beat Kansas City, as opposed to bleed the clock, field position, shorten the game, all that kind of stuff. They're going to get their points, Kansas City. You've got to get more than they do. I mean, I know that's this just in rocket science. You know, you win by you score more points than the other team. I think you got to be aggressive when you play against Kansas City.
Well, that's certainly what the Raiders did last week, right? I mean, they took some shots. Henry Ruggs, their rookie wide receiver, he was fantastic in that game. And I think you have to go into it knowing even if you play well defensively, the odds are that Chiefs are probably going to score 30 points or darn near close to it. So you got to score more than that. The thing I don't like, if you guys have inside info, let me know, but obviously this is a game where you'd really like to have Tre'Davious White with Tyreek Hill and everything they got at receiver. You'd really like to have Matt Milano with Travis Kelce at tight end. And you'd really like to have John Brown, yeah, right? Because the Chiefs have shown that they could be had over the top like Henry Ruggs did last week. I'm not saying that there are positions where you'd be happy to have injuries if you're the Bills, but man, it just seems like those three spots, I mean, other than like Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, whatever. I mean, I'm saying those three spots where the Bills have injuries or guys that are questionable for tonight, those are like three of, I don't know, off the top of my head, seven or eight most important spots probably when you're playing against the Chiefs. So hopefully those guys are okay. Hopefully they can play, because it makes a big difference if three of your top 8 to 10 guys can't go.
You know, before we let you go, you missed your opportunity, Ross, when we were talking about the Bills offense. I swear I thought your answer was going to be it's the best Bills offense since I was playing there. Because, right? Bledsoe,
you know,
Moulds,
what?
Peerless.
I don't remember. So what's crazy about, like, the 2004 season is our defense was unbelievable. Our special teams were amazing. Terrence McGee got me a watch because he went to the Pro Bowl as a returner. And our offense was like Moulds and Lee Evans and Willis McGahee, Travis Henry, Bledsoe was our quarterback. I still think to myself, I started 13 games that year. I still think to myself, I must have been terrible because everybody else on the team was awesome. Like, it still bothers me that we didn't make the – we started off 0-4, but that team had so much talent. Go back, like Sam Adams, Pat Williams, Schoble, London Fletcher, Takeo Spikes, Nate Clements, Lawyer Malloy. I mean, what were we doing? I mean, you guys, I give you permission to go back in time to 2004 and say, what the heck are these guys doing? How are they not 13-3 and we're going to the Super Bowl? I mean, I almost didn't even realize how much talent we had till now I look back on it. So it must have been the guy that started four games at center and nine at left guard. He must have been terrible and held the whole team back. My bad.
Yeah, interior line play was probably the biggest problem of that team. Why don't you get in a plug for your podcast on radio.com before we let you go?
Yeah, Bet Sweats, 10 to noon every day, except for today when I'm driving up to Buffalo. I get a chance to talk primarily NFL, but we dive into the other sports a little bit about the betting angle. It's so fun. It is so fun for me to give out best bets on Bet Sweats, and then when I'm actually watching the games, get mad at the Rams or get mad at the Giants or get happy. It's fun. It makes it more interesting for me when I actually have told people what they should bet on for the games, for sure. So check it out, Bet Sweats, on the radio.com app.
Well, have fun in town. I'm sure you'll enjoy being in Buffalo. It won't be the same since there are no fans at the stadium, but it should be a fun game tonight. And thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Of course, anytime. You guys know that. It's my pleasure. See ya.
Drive safe. Ross Tucker joining us, RDC Sports Insider on our Wester Hotline. And insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. It is Bills Game Day Monday, and we want to hear from you. You can give us your opinion on the Bills-Chiefs game tonight, 803-0550 or, 888-550-2550. We're going to take more of your calls. Also on tap, next on Bills Game Day. We'll dash around the NFL, some things to get to from Week 6 action yesterday. Next on Tap is brought to you by Southern Tier Brewing Company, brewed and loved in the 716.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's going to be fun, obviously, going against a competitor like Pat. One, on the field, the things that he does, you know, second to none. The way he can throw off platform and his eye movement and really his recognition of the game in his last year or two. And, you know, he's only getting better. So to go against him, it's going to be fun. Obviously, it's fun to watch him. And two, off the field, you know, I've met him once, but we've kind of messaged back and forth a couple times. But everything that I've heard and been told about him is just he's a grade A dude. And he's a stand-up dude. So it's hard not to root for him, you know, and I love watching him have success, except this next coming month. Monday. Hopefully we can get at him a couple times, but he's one of those players where you don't want to give him more opportunities than what they're going to get. So I got to be on my P's and Q's and making sure we're holding on to the ball and making smart decisions with the football.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen getting ready for the big game tonight against Patrick Mahomes. It is Bills game day on WGR, powered by Energy Mark, official energy supplier of the Buffalo Bills. We'll get some NFL thoughts in a moment, but we're getting Bills thoughts in too. Time now to connect with our fans, presented by Nextiva by Premcom, the official telephone systems provider of the Buffalo Bills and Sabres. Power your business connection with Premcom. Patty tweeted in, what are your thoughts on the D being more relaxed this year? Because the offense can actually put up points. As the mentality of we need to win on defense left the players, not saying it's a bad thing because, hey, the Bills actually entered the 21st century on offense, LOL. No, I don't think that's it.
No, I don't worry about that.
I don't think, you know, the reason why, I don't think like they've let their game slip mentally because they know the offense can score. They're still trying to make plays. They're still trying to win. They still have the same approach. I don't think it's nice that they have the fail-safe net of the offense that can cover. But I don't think it's actually one reason why their play has slipped on that side of the ball.
No, the most likely explanation is the simplest one, and isn't that they turned over a bunch of people in the front seven and they don't have the same kind of impact
look,
up there.
You take out Phillips, Shaq, and Alexander. Three good players.
Jordan Phillips, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, not Harrison. So you lost your best interior pass rusher off of last year's team. You lost a good defensive end rotation guy. Mm-hmm. And you lost a good veteran linebacker who can also help out the pass rush. Those are three big components.
Yep.
So I think, and then you throw in Milano has been injured, and you throw in Trey missed a game, and you throw in Edmonds has been playing hurt. You throw in Oliver's been playing hurt. There's a whole bunch of factors coming together
and,
right now.
You know, maybe it's a couple weeks before things kind of come together. Maybe Ed Oliver is going to start to put it all together second half of the season. Who knows? Like it's a work in progress. And, worried about the defense. I don't know. Like I'm not sure the word I'm less confident than I was last year. That's for sure. But that doesn't mean I'm necessarily worried. I
you know what I would ask you? If someone asks you, hey, Howard, Jeremy, you're worried about the defense. I guess I would want to clarify. What's worried?
Okay, the question, here's how to clarify. Do you feel like it will be better or worse as the season goes along?
I think it'll be better.
Okay, then you shouldn't be that worried.
And I was going to say, to me, no, it's funny. To me, like, are you worried means, are they basically going to, like, cost them games? Can they not win games because of their defense is going to lose games? I don't think it's that bad.
Right. And there's a big gap between, is the defense going to lose you games, and how the defense has played for the first however many, two, three seasons under Sean McDermott. Mm-hmm. The defense has kept them in games they probably shouldn't be in and has allowed the offense to get those fourth quarter comebacks. Like the Titans game, did the defense, finger quotes, not give them a chance? I don't think that that'd be appropriate to say.
No.
And when you give up four drive starts inside your own 30, that's how you don't give your defense a chance.
Yeah. And you look at some of the other games. I mean, the Raiders game, the defense came up with some big stops. And yep. You ended up getting some points.
Turnovers.
And you won the game.
Yep.
The Rams game, the defense played about
great
as good as it could
half.
In the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was bad in the second half. So, I mean, it's not a consistent four-quarter effort at this point or performance from the defense. But when it's had to in some other games, it has come up good. It has come up big. It has made some key stops when they need to. So that's why, to me, if you say you're worried about the defense, like you're thinking this team is going to lose multiple games because their defense is basically going to cost them games. And I don't think it's at that point yet. I do think they're going to get better.
Tonight might be a great candidate for that because you're playing, you know, the first game against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Feels like forever, right? He's been in the league long enough to have a full season under his belt, then win the MVP, then win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And this is the first time the Bills will play him.
It does feel like he's been in the league 5 years.
Yeah.
And yet it's year third full season for him. It seems a lot longer than that. Bills and Chiefs coming up at 5 o'clock on WGR. We want to hear from you. 803-0550. We got open lines. Yes?
Go ahead. I just want to say, like, I really would like to have seen Mahomes against last year's defense.
Yeah.
You know, last year's defense is really good.
Right.
And to see McDermott, what he would have done against that offense last year would have been interesting, would have been worthy of, hey, well, we've seen him against Brady. We've seen him against, you know, XYZ. This year, with the defense not as strong, you know, it's a bigger test for the coach. It's why I asked you last segment, is there pressure on him? Like, I just wonder how long it goes until people start saying, come on, McDermott, where's your defense?
Yeah, right.
You know, that's just a natural thing that happens if it keeps going this way. And excited to see what kind of answers they might have tonight.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, last year, when you think about last year's defense, one of its better games was in a loss to Baltimore. Like, the Bills got a lot of credit after that loss. A lot of national observers were saying, hey, maybe the Bills gave you an idea of how to try and stop Lamar Jackson and the Ravens' offense, even though they lost the game. Maybe that would have happened tonight if last year's defense is playing this year's Kansas City Chiefs offense, but we will not be able to tell. So let's get a break in. We'll get to more of your calls. We've got phone lines open. Let us know how tonight's game is going to play out. What are your thoughts on the Bills-Chiefs matchup? How confident are you the offense can put up enough points, can score with Kansas City, if that's what it takes tonight? Grab a line and join us. It is Bills Football Monday, presented by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.